السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد, my dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with ikhlas, with sincerity in everything that we say and everything that we do. In one of the expeditions of the Muslims against the Muslims surrounded a city that was very well fortified, and the siege lasted 18 months. So you could imagine how exhausted the soldiers are. So Maslama, the leader of the army, was informed that there is a tunnel, and this is the only way to the fortress for someone to go through that tunnel, fight the guards, open the gate, and let the Muslims in. So he gathered all the soldiers and told them the story, and then he said, "Who will go through the tunnel?" No one. Who will go through the tunnel? Nobody. Who's gonna go through the tunnel and save us? No one. Then a man with a mask on his face raised his hand and disappeared. Long story short, the man went through the tunnel. Only Allah knows what's inside that tunnel. Got to the other side, fought courageously, killed the guards, opened the gate. Muslims were victorious. Obviously, everybody wants to know who's the man of the tunnel. So Maslama gathered all the soldiers and he said, "Who's the man of the tunnel? Who's that man who went through the tunnel and gave us this victory?" No one answered. "Who's the man of the tunnel?" No one answered. "Astahlifuka billah," I ask you for the sake of Allah, to come out and tell us who you are. No one answered. That night, while Maslama was in his tent, the masked man came and he said, "I will tell you who is the man of the tunnel under three conditions." So Maslama said, "What are they?" He said, "Number one, you do not promote him. Number two, you do not send the letter of recommendation to the Khalifa to honor him. Number three, you will not treat him any differently than any other soldiers." Maslama said, "Agreed." The man took the mask for a minute and disappeared. Maslama said, "Since that night, I added to my dua, Ya Allah, gather me with the man of the tunnel." My brothers and sisters, whomsoever was in that situation will be looking for the moment of fame, for the moment to be recognized by everyone and praised by everybody for such an amazing achievement. But that man recognized that if Allah knows, that is sufficient. Sincerity. Ikhlas. Sincerity is not an option in our acts of worship. It's not an option. It is the ingredient that without our a'mal are wasted. And as a matter of fact, Allah ordered us, "Wama umiru illa." وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were only commanded to worship Allah with ikhlas. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. I was ordered, I was commanded by Allah to worship Him with sincerity. It's very important to know the meaning of ikhlas. in order to encourage us to have it, to gain it, to attain it. The word khalis, Allah used it in the Quran when He said, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ ثَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And we give you a drink from what's in the belly, in the bellies of the cattle, which comes from between excretions and blood. Between the excretion and blood comes pure white milk. Khalis, pure. That is easy for people to drink. So that is the meaning of the word linguistically. Some of our righteous Salaf, they had so many beautiful definitions of ikhlas. One of them is to strip yourself from any desire to please anyone and seek only the pleasure of Allah. Another definition by Junaid, he said, Al-ikhlas sir bayna al-abd wa rabbih. لا يطلع عليه ملك فيكتبه ولا شيطان فيفسده ولا هوى ولا يناله هوى فيميله. الله أكبر. He said, sincerity is a secret between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. It is so secretive that no angel can see it to write it, and no shaitan will know about it to spoil it, and no desire will find out about it to deviate it. Another definition, ikhlas is to forget the vision of the creation while constantly looking at the Creator. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mukhlisin ya rabbal alameen. You know, if someone asked me, Sheikh, with all these years you've been giving khutbahs, which khutbah I should listen to? I would say this one. Because without this khutbah, all the other khutbahs are wasted. How to attain sincerity? Number one, before you attempt any amal, any ibadah, any action, ask yourself one question. Why? Why? Why did you come to Jum'ah today? Why are you growing your beard? Why are you wearing the hijab? Why do you pray? Why are you volunteering in the masjid? Why are you volunteering to become a board member? Why did you come to Fajr? Why? Ask yourself why. Before any, why did you go visit your brother who was sick? Why did you go to the janazah in 120 degrees weather? Why? Why? If you feel, when you ask that yourself that question, and you feel that there is anyone else beside Allah, which is Shariq, partner with Allah, I want to please Allah, and so and so, stop. Purify, reset, go. Number one, the intention. Even, listen to this hadith, even if you are seeking knowledge, seeking Sharia knowledge, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone acquires knowledge that is supposed to be only for the sake of Allah, but he acquired it for dunya gain, he will not smell Jannah. He acquired the ilm to be called Mawlana, to be called Mufti, to be called Imam, for dunya gain. Imagine, the guy's going 7-8 years to Medina, 10 years to Azhar. All over the world he's seeking knowledge. But because the intention was not for the sake of Allah, multiplied by zero. Sincerity, Look at how important is the intention. Sincerity will make me and you earn reward even if the action was not even done. Or the action was halfway done. Or if the action was wrongfully done, because of my intention, I will still get the reward. Examples. If I did not do the amal, but I have a sincere intention, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, just because of the time, I give two examples. Whomsoever goes to sleep with the intention to get up for tahajjud, he put the alarm, he told his wife to wake him up, you know, he did all the means. فغلبت عليه عينيه, so he overslept. It will be recorded he prayed tahajjud. He did not do it. Whomsoever, another hadith, whomsoever wish, Ya Rabb, I ask you to make me and everybody who's here die as a shaheed. Whomsoever wish for shahada and he did not achieve it, he will be recorded shaheed even if he dies on his bed. Because of the intention. Second, you started the amal but you did not complete it. The story of the Sahabi who left Mecca to go to Medina and he died in the process. He will get the ajr. As a matter of fact, Allah mentioned him in Surah An-Nisa. He will get the ajr of hijrah. And the third, a person who had a good intention, sincere intention, but he did the amal wrong. Unintentionally, he did it wrong. What is the dalil? The dalil of the man who said, I'll wake up in the morning, I will give a sadaqah. And by mistake and unknowingly, he gave the sadaqah the first night to a prostitute. The second night he gave it to a rich man. The third night he gave it to a thief. It was told to him, your sadaqah was accepted. Because when he was intending, he did not know who he given it to. This is how powerful is the intention. Because the intention is amal al-qalb. Me and you are watching two people, let's say, praying. To me and you, they're both praying. But what elevates them in the sight of Allah is how much the heart was involved in that prayer. To me and you, they're both praying. But to Allah, this guy is with his khushu' and his khudu' and he's thinking about every single word. And this guy is thinking, what are we eating today? Where am I going after? But to us, that's why the amal of the qulub is what differentiates between one person and the other. Second, get addicted. Get addicted to hidden actions. You want sincerity? Get addicted to actions that no one knows about except Allah Azza wa Jal. Two rak'ahs in the middle of the night. An orphan in your country that not even my wife knows about. A widow. I come to the masjid. I put my hand and I give $5, $10. No one except Allah. All you are concerned about is that Allah knowing. Get addicted to these a'mal. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من استطاع منكم أن يكون له خبيئة من عمل صالح فليفعل. Whomsoever can have a عمل that no one knows about except Allah, let him do it. And subhanallah, Zain al-Abidin, the grandson of Ali radiallahu anh, he used to go in the middle of the night and distribute food to the orphans and the widows and the poor. And they will only found out that it was him because after his death, the supplies stopped. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, deeds without sincerity, lend me your heart, deeds without sincerity is like a traveler carrying a water jug full of dirt. Its weight is burdening him. And It's of no benefit. He's carrying a jug of water, but it's empty, it's full of dirt. So when he gets thirsty, there's no water, and at the same time, it's burdening him. The sincere person is the one who hides his good deeds just like he hides his evil deeds. Third, memorize this. Do it and forget it. Do the amal and forget it. Don't keep reminding yourself about the donation you gave 6 years ago and the guy you built his house and the guy you paid for his wedding and the well that you dug. Don't keep reminding yourself about the amal that you have done. Do it and forget it. The more you remind yourself, the more you will have ujub. You will be conceited. And that also ruins the amal. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. I am giving you this donation. I am giving you this food. I am helping you build your house. I am paying your debt only for the sake of Allah to be pleased with me. I don't want nothing in return from you. Imagine, look how beautiful. I don't want nothing in return from you. Not even a thank you. I don't want to thank you. If you thank me, which is, of course, the sunnah, alhamdulillah, that's a bonus. But I did not do it to be thanked. See, after all I did to him, look what he did to me. Gone! You did not do it to him. Why are you expecting thank you from him? It's not for him. Do it and forget it. Fourth, since it's something in the heart, and since Allah Azza wa Jal owns our heart, beg him with dua to bless us with sincerity. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the dua to avoid showing off. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. Or you could ask Allah Azza wa Jal, يا الله إني أعوذ بك من السمعة والرياء. يا الله, I seek refuge in you from doing things to be famous, to be known, to have more followers, and from showing off. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. A man walked into Medina, he saw a lot of people gathered and someone was talking to them. He asked, who's that? They said, it's Abu Huraira. So he went to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and he said, حدثني حديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Narrate a hadith to me from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Huraira said, قال رسول الله. And then he started weeping until he fainted. They waited a few minutes, they woke him up, he got up. قال رسول الله. Then he fainted for a few more minutes. Third time, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then he fainted. Then after a while, put some water, woke him up. He said, قال رسول الله. On the day of judgment, I'm just paraphrasing the hadith, which is Muslim, Tirmidhi, many, many books of hadith. On the day of judgment, lend me your heart. The first three people who will go to the hellfire. I said, this is the scariest hadith ever. Allah will bring a man that memorized the Quran. And he would ask him, why did you memorize the Quran? Ya Allah, I memorized the Quran so I can spread your deen, so I can teach the people how to read the Quran. Kadhabt. You're lying. You did it so they can call you qari. And you go around and you refuse to recite until you are paid. Take him to the hellfire. Hafiz of Kitabillah is the first person who will enter the hellfire because of the lack of sincerity. Bring the second guy. He's a huge, like we call now, big, huge donor. I gave you so much money that you do not need anyone, Allah is telling him. So what did you do with it? Ya Allah, I spend it on building masajid, building Islamic schools, digging wells, orphans, widows. Kazabt. You're lying. You did it so they can call you Jawad, Kareem, generous man. And they did. Take him to the hellfire. And listen to the third one. At least these people maybe enjoyed the fame. The third one, Shaheed. Shaheed. So he did not have a chance to enjoy the fame. Why did you die? Fi sabilillah. Why did you fight? Ya Allah, to make the Islam the dominant, to make kalimatullah hiya al-ulya, la ilaha illallah, kazabt. To me and you, Allahu Akbar, mujahid. Kazabt. You are lying. You did it so they can call you shaheed. And they did. Take him to the hellfire. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء. The opposite of ikhlas is riya. The opposite of sincerity is showing off. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us so many hadith about showing off. One of the scariest ayat in the Quran. When Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we came to everything they have done, and we made it into scattered dust. Scattered dust. It's not about the quantity. Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, he said, there are so many deeds that are small, but they become giant because of the ikhlas. And so many deeds that are giant that they become nothing because of riya. Giant! Imagine, he came, $5 million donation. But inside, it's just literally, just to show off. So it doesn't matter, 5 million, 7 billion, doesn't matter. The quantity doesn't mean anything. The other guy came with $5 from the bottom of his heart. That's his allowance for 2 weeks. But he was really wanted to help from the bottom of their heart. Anyone that me and you are trying to please is going to die. And the reward is going to die with them. So let's please الحي الذي لا يموت. Let's please the one that does not die. And that is only one. Allah Azza wa Jal. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم يا مغيث أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. استووا اعتدلوا. Please come from the back rooms and the hallway and fill up the main hall. And I please request you to look down. Make sure the gaps are closed, the heels on the line. Please, sister, same thing apply to you.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله، استغفر الله. There's a request for dua. Our brother Kamal Barakat, he passed away a few days ago, and the father of our brother Muhammad Azim, he also passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'assi' mudkhalahum. May Allah grant them the highest place in Jannah. Forgive all their sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all the brothers and sisters that we have lost. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.